For years, engineers have been looking to the insect world for ideas on how to build tiny flying machines. The U.S. military says it would like to send these robot insects across enemy lines to conduct surveillance. A group of British researchers may have found a way to make these tiny spies a reality by figuring out how butterfly wings work. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports.
If you've ever chased a butterfly, you know that the only time to catch one is when it's resting. Their random skipping movement through the air frustrates both young children and would-be predators, such as birds or bigger bugs. But a pair of British researchers not only caught Red Admiral butterflies, they also trained them to fly on camera. The scientists studied the resulting digital images to understand exactly how this insect flies.
It uses every aerodynamic mechanism anybody's thought of, and a couple of extra ones.
Adrian Thomas is a lecturer at Oxford University. He says that while birds have a smooth, constant motion, butterflies actually have four different kinds of wing strokes. Each produces a different kind of lift in the air.
And it uses the different mechanisms on successive wing beats. So one wing beat, it'll do one thing, and the next wing beat, it'll do something else. And that was a complete surprise.
To capture the images, Thompson and his partner used a wind tunnel, high-speed cameras from NASA, and an unusual artificial flower. The whole project took 12 years and was published this week in the journal Nature.
The trick turns out to be that you have to make the place where the animal is going to fly a very nice habitat for them to fly in. You then have to make them want to fly. And we tried to train them to fly to an artificial flower, which was a golf tee.
The butterflies were attracted to sugar water on top of the golf tee. After analyzing the images, the researchers found that butterflies spin tiny balls of air off their wingtips.
What the insects are doing is they're moving their wings in the same way as a backspin shot in tennis. And that's how butterflies use a rotational mechanism to generate lift at the ends of their wing strokes.
Butterflies also clap their wings together to produce lift and manipulate air turbulence beneath them. Researchers and the military both want to know how they do it.
The U.S. Air Force in particular are very interested in the insect flight mechanism because they would like to be able to have little surveillance vehicles that they could send into the caves where Al-Qaeda were hiding or into buildings where there might be a hostage situation.
Military interest means military funding. In the past two decades, research labs have been turning out all kinds of flying robots. Most can't fly very long or very straight. Michael Dickinson, a professor of bioengineering at California Institute of Technology, says the British team has uncovered some important new facts.
There are many engineers around the world who are trying to build a small robotic flying device, exactly the same size scale as an insect. And so it's going to have to use the same aerodynamic mechanisms, not just to stay in the air, but also to steer and maneuver.
But Robert Michelson, a researcher at the Georgia Tech Research Institute, says butterflies may not be the best model. They flit about too much. A butterfly-style robot probably wouldn't take good pictures.
What you would like to have is something that flew a little bit more bird-like, not jumping all around, and there's some stability to it. And some of the work that's been done on the hawk moth is probably more applicable.
Military officials won't talk about what kind of flying robots they have ready for the battlefield, but it's likely that swarms of butterflies aren't part of their arsenal. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.